We are your public radio station from the campus of Alabama A&M. We're 90.9 FM WJAB, and as always, we like to let you know what's happening in your community. There are always so many great activities and events that we encourage you to get out of the house and go out and support. And right now, it's no different. We have in the house, we're going to be talking about the 5th annual Five Points Block Festival that's taking place at Low Mill. Now, it's taking place in August, and August the 17th, and we have the founder, the man behind it, the driving force behind it, my man Rick Bradshaw. He is in the house, and so it's good to chop it up with Rick Bradshaw. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you very, very much, Marcus, for having me, and just allowing me to be able to speak on this platform.
Now, before we go into the Five Points Festival, tell us a little bit about Rick Bradshaw, and of course the entity that's connected with you, Network Sweatshirt.
Definitely. So me, myself, I actually, when I came back here to the Tennessee Valley after college, mm-hmm. I started a magazine. It was called Concrete Alabama Magazine. Mm-hmm. I saw it in Nashville and brought it back to this market and basically franchised it. And what it did was it promoted for small to medium businesses, but more specifically all genres of music.
Right.
And in doing that, I just built a lot of great relationships. And I basically leveraged those relationships to be able to now bring festivals and really different culturally engaging events here in the Tennessee Valley.
All right, of course, and if you didn't see the Concrete Magazine, then I don't know where you were at, because it seemed like it was everywhere.
It was 10,000 copies per issue, and we flooded not only North Alabama, but we shipped those things out to New York and to the West mm-hmm. Coast, so it did definitely get around.
And salute, because what it did was it put a spotlight on the great talent that we have in this, not just, I'm saying area, but this region and in this state, because there were a lot of artists I had never heard of that I was able to go on YouTube or online and find out and get their music. So salute to Concrete Magazine and what you and your team did.
Thank you very much.
Now, jumping ahead, fast forwarding ahead, we know coming up is the 5th annual Five Points Block Festival. Now, for some, I think I've attended the last, 3 years of
it. Yeah, we appreciate that.
I'm trying to think, like, the last 3-4 years of it. But in every year, enjoyed it. Great event, great talent, great networking.
Definitely.
But tell us a little bit about the Five Points Block Festival, how it got started.
Okay, so it actually started at a place called Kind Society mm-hmm. with myself and Joey Marshall. Mm-hmm. He had the facility, and we just kind of came together to be able to have something in the community that was free, but that also highlighted many of those acts that you were talking about. So, started there in the Five Points community, hence the Five Points Block Festival.
Okay.
And then from there, we, since moved it, we went, I think the second year was Low Mill. The third year, we were at, well, actually, from going forward after that Lincoln Mill, we've been mm-hmm. at Low Mill the whole rest right. of the time. So, and it's been a great venue, too. But just started in Five Points and have since been able to just get bigger and better, be able to, get more local acts to be able to shine, and local vendors and live art, and really just trying to make it bigger and better each year.
And what I like about it is not only just performers, you have businesses that are there that are sharing information about their businesses. You've got community awareness groups there. You got kids there. You got activities for kids. It really becomes a festival in the truest sense, where you have a little bit of everything for everyone, right?
That is a fact. That is a fact. So more specifically, from 3 to 5 is dedicated to the kids. Mm-hmm. We have a segment called Kids Connect.
Okay.
And then from 5 to 9, we say Responsible Ages. Mm-hmm. And that's when we turn up, if you will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So a lot of different things that accommodate each of those groups. This year for the kids, we have, the VR, which actually the VR experience is going to be for the kids and adults.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm most excited about. We're partnering with Blue 32 Games and basically bringing a VR experience to Low Mill. We're actually also partnering with Alabama A&M's library.
Okay.
They're going to be supplying 2 to 3 VR headsets.
Okay.
And Blue 32 is going to integrate those with some software that he has. And I'm telling you guys now, if you're an alumni from A&M, or you have any type of connection to A&M, especially if you've been on the quad and on the campus, mm-hmm. he has a great simulation for Alabama A&M. I don't want to ruin it, but it's a good treat. And anybody okay. that is connected to A&M can definitely appreciate it as well.
Okay, so that's definitely one of the highlights. So it'll be the virtual
The VR. You can just say the VR tent. We have a VR tent. We have a local company here. They're called Elegant Structures, mm-hmm. and they are sponsoring this 1,800 square foot igloo. They're going to light it up as well so you can see it from the parkway.
Okay.
But it's going to be huge. And inside, we may or may not have NASA in there as well. But the whole theme about this year is VRs, you know, virtual reality
right.
and innovation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which goes along with all the stuff that's going on with the Apollo and the celebrations and all that. So, of course, it's cool that Five Points Festival is kind of incorporating some of that technology side to it as well.
Yeah, and definitely we incorporate STEAM every year as well, mm-hmm. especially. Especially for the kids. We want something that's educational. We definitely want to incorporate that technology. We get math in there when we can, but it definitely has a lot to do with the arts and just allowing everybody to express themselves, whether it be musically or artistically, with a pen, with anything. You see what right. I'm saying?
Now tell us, when I come to the event after five, you're saying turn up time for the adults, everyone 18 and over, 21 and over, that good stuff. But who are some of the artists that we have lined up this year?
Okay, great question. So we have artists like Sinclair, who's a great R&B singer, has been doing quite a bit here in the Tennessee Valley. We have block veterans like Lil Reese and Remy Neal, who also have quite a following here in the Tennessee Valley. Good friend Brad Posey, who does Invisible City at yes. WLRH. His band Plow will be performing. Ray Rizzo, who's also a block veteran, and has been doing his thing for quite a while. He'll be performing. The Neighbors, Triple Play Squeak, who is from the Nashville market. And I think, you know, the Neighbors, I'm very excited about the Neighbors as well, because I really think that they embody the new wave and the new generation mm-hmm. culture of Huntsville. So really excited to see that. And last but not least, we have our headliner Element 11 that
right.
has been making so much noise, performing everywhere. It's a huge conglomerate and group with so much talent.
And what I like about this is it's a little something for everyone, right?
Definitely.
Now, if you're into R&B, you've got R&B covered. If you're into hip-hop, you've got hip-hop covered. You've got just everything covered, which I really appreciate. Not only this is some great talent we have in this area, but you also reached out to artists like The Neighbors, who they're based in what area?
No, they're based from Huntsville.
Neighbors of Huntsville?
They
okay,
are,
I didn't know.
Oh,
wow.
Or as they call it right now, I don't know if you heard this, but they call it the Quarter Six now. So 256 is the Quarter Six.
So
for y'all
six.
That don't know, it's, okay. it's called the Quarter Six.
Okay, awesome. So and this year, did you make it a effort to kind of, because it seems like the majority now are Huntsville. Was that something I did?
We definitely keep that in mind, because the big thing about this and the main mission and vision is to give local artists a platform, and then also to make it accessible for everyone, no matter what your economic background mm-hmm. is, so that you're able to see that. I recall when we did the 2017 block party and we had Trans Lee,
mm-hmm.
and we had a couple of you know, younger kids that were in the front of the stage, and you can tell that it just made their day,
mm-hmm.
and that it really had an impact going forward. You never know; those may be future artists, and all because of that experience that they had.
Right. Sitting across from me right now, we have Rick Bradshaw of the Five Points Block Festival and Network Sweatshirt, taking place on August the 17th. It is the Five Points Block Festival. Who you have MC in the event?
We actually have some people that you may know.
All right, all right.
We got JQ.
JQ, all right.
Yeah, we have JQ. We have T-Mill.
Okay.
And then we also have Angela Bradshaw as well. So it's a great lineup and great high energy.
I was going to say, that's one thing you don't have to worry about.
Yeah,
you
sure.
will not see any of them asleep.
That's right.
You may not even see him sitting down. I'll be surprised if you see him sitting down. You got... Because what I saw, I was like, wow, T-Mill, JQ, Angela, man, you know, no one's going to be sitting down.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
No one's going to be sitting. So that's a great thing now. Now, let's talk about some of the other things that are going on. You said STEM or STEAM is incorporated into this. Talk a little bit more about why that was important for you.
Well, it's important every year to really align the vision and really focus on, you know, why we started it. And it is something that's for the community, but at the same time, we want to align with what's going on in our community. Like mm-hmm. you said, you talked about the 50th anniversary of the moon landing and things like that. All of that embodies Huntsville. It used to be STEM, and you know our city is, you know, engineering and aerospace
right.
and things like that. But I'm so glad that now there's the nuance of the arts that's added in there, that acronym, so that, you know, everybody's able to focus on that and see that that is something that's significant and important as far as education. So we make sure that we incorporate the arts. We also, though, have things like the Artist Lounge in the back, which is for networking, for, you know, artists and collaborators and producers and people like that to be able to just sit down and have a honest conversation. But it all comes back to STEAM.
Yeah, I thought that, and that's real cool too, because I know personally I benefited from the Artist Lounge. We just chopped it up. Last year it was Rudy DeVille, Lady Lace, Cold Boys, a lot of the artists who performed. We talked to, we networked, we exchanged numbers, and then from there, that's how things get done. Basically, that's business.
Relationships, definitely, definitely, definitely. And that's really what it's all about, is relationships, and some of the relationships that we've been able to build over time, like with companies like Mango's and Hair Queen. Mango's is actually who sponsors the food for the Artist Lounge, and then Hair Queen is our largest sponsor this year, aside from Elegant Structure. So we appreciate everybody that's a part of the Five Points Block Festival, and that helps to make it work.
And what I love about this, Rick, is I see the wave of artistry that's coming in the Huntsville, Tennessee Valley area. Sometimes I'm a little critical. I say it doesn't move as quick, but it is moving.
It is moving.
It is moving, and I think this adds on to everything that I see that's happening, that wave, the Five Points Block Festival. It's just one of those events that I look forward to. When I see you posting, when you start posting about it in September or October, I guess that's how you have to do it.
You really do.
Festival.
You have to just keep on intensifying as you get closer, you know?
So definitely salute to you and everyone that's involved in it. And, of course, you got live DJs in the house as well, right?
We do. We have A-Twist. Our directors this year are A-Twist, and we also have DJ Your Boy Boy. They've been doing it for quite a while. And, you know, going back to what you just said, you know, you see how it kind of progresses every year and it gives you the pulse of what's happening. I kind of feel like the Block Festival is a snapshot of what's going on in our community, and to be able to look back at it every year and see the growth is something that's just gratifying and phenomenal to me.
Yeah, and definitely, like I said, salute to everyone involved in this. Now, if I'm someone who wants to volunteer, give me some information about volunteering.
That is a great question. I'm very glad you asked that. So this Friday, we actually have a interest meeting for any potential volunteers, sponsors, or vendors. And we invite you to come out. This is going to be August 2nd. You can RSVP by emailing 5pointsblock@gmail.com. Just send me an inquiry with your contact information. I'll do the rest. I'll call you. I'll send you the location. It won't take long. We're just going to kind of let people know what we do, what the block party is about, and then also how they can be involved as well.
All right. So once again, if you're interested in volunteering, maybe get 2, 3, 4 people, get your crew together.
Yeah.
What a way to wrap up. I don't want to say wrap up the summer, but as the school year starts, maybe something you want to do as a family.
Yeah. And here's what I say as well. We do shifts, so it's not a whole day.
Okay.
We do shifts to break it up, definitely. Cool. And then on top of that, we've been getting a lot of artists that are volunteering as well, and I feel like that really changes the dynamic of the Block Festival, because you have artists that are networking with other artists involuntarily. You don't realize it, but as you're helping people and meeting people, you're networking as an artist. So if you're an artist, consider that as well. It's a great opportunity to be able to network, to be able to spread your music. There will be people from all different markets, Nashville, Birmingham, Atlanta. So it's just a great opportunity to be able to volunteer and really be active in what's going on in the music scene.
Awesome, awesome. Now, sponsorship, too late for sponsorship?
It's never too late for sponsorship. again, that's going to be the same address, 5pointsblock @gmail.com. And then also invite everybody to check out the website, 5pointsblock.com. You know, everything is on there. And then you can send any inquiries to 5pointsblock@gmail.com.
Now, as we're wrapping things up, Rick, I'm going to be honest. I think I'll be spending a lot of my time hanging out in the VR tent.
Yeah, I think most people will, honestly.
Right. Yeah. The VR tent thing is going to be a huge hint, bro.
God.
Just to throw it out there, it's going to be a huge hint. But give us the details. Once again, time, place, all that good stuff.
Okay. So we do this the third weekend in August, and we're going to try to keep that as much as we can going forward. It's when school gets in. So August 17th, that's a Saturday. It's going to be at Low Mill, which is a staple for arts and music here in Huntsville. from 3 to 9 p.m. We may go a little bit over if it's, you know, if everything is moving and shaking like it's supposed to. We may go a little bit over.
We'll turn up, right?
That's right, man. So just come to enjoy yourself. We'll have water. We'll have food vendors. We'll have merchandise vendors. And most of all, we'll have live great local acts.
All right, and let's touch on those local acts and regional acts once again, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem at all. So, again, our headliner is going to be Element 11. We have Lil Reese with some R&B. With some hip-hop. We have Sinclair with R&B. Remy Neal, you're going to kind of get an alternative vibe. Plow is definitely a band. You got Ray Rizzle, some hip-hop. The Neighbors, some new wave hip-hop. And then Triple Play, who is really just a beast. She's a female, but she is a lyricist, and she really kind of made her way by freestyling.
YouTuber. I YouTubed her a few days ago, and it's definitely an artist to watch. All these artists to watch for.
Definitely.
But you're definitely from the Nashville area. Definitely want to check out Triple Play Squeak, and probably the coolest name also.
Yeah, it is. It is a unique name. Play on words.
All right. So, Rick, and once again, contact information. How can they reach out to you if they want to volunteer, sponsorship, or just any questions in general? What's the best way to reach out to you?
Right. So you can send any inquiries to 5pointsblock.com. At gmail.com, and then the website is going to be 5pointsblock.com. Guys, just remember that literally is the number 5 and then POINTSBLOK at gmail.com.
All right, yeah, definitely keep that in mind. Drop the C when typing it in.
That's right.
BLOK. It's going to be a great event, the 5th annual 5 Points Block Festival. I think it's going to service all the needs that you need for that particular Saturday. Kids time 3 to 5, and from 5 until 9 and maybe a little longer, it'll be turn-up time for us adults, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Rick, thank you so much, brother, and we wish you the best of luck with this event. We know it's going to be a great time. I will be at the virtual reality tent if you need me.
I bet.
And, brother, thank you for stopping by WJB.
Thank you, Marcus.